August 2, 2019, 11:29 and 27 seconds p.m.
Hello?
Hey, this is Dean.
Hey, Dean.
What's happening?
Oh, not much. What are you up to?
What do you think? Hanging out near a detention center.
Yeah. What's going on?
They're going to send me to DL Moss, man.
Did you take a breathalyzer test?
No, I asked them for a blood test, and then they denied. They said, no, never mind. And I said, no, I'll take a blood test. And then he told me that that's not my right, and therefore I refused. I said, well, wait a minute, no. Show me the, just show me the law, because before when I knew it, you can do either or. And he goes, no, you denied it. And I was like, well, wait a minute. And he goes, no. And I said, well, fine, I'll take one. He goes, no, too late. That's what he said.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Yeah, you have to take the state's test, which...
Oh, are you still there? Hello? They just disconnected them. Are you
can
there?
You hear me?
No, I can, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
All right, fine, I'll take the test. And he goes, no, I'm too late. I was like, well, I'll just show me, because my recollection was you can take either or, the blood test or that. And I go, when did that change? And he goes, I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah.
And then I said,
it has always been the state's test is a breath test. And you have to take the breath and then,
And I said, show me the law and then I'll do it. And I said, that's not a problem. And then he goes, no, we're good. And he goes, and then he wrote me up for a bunch of stuff, like resisting arrest and like all kinds of stuff. I go, when did I resist arrest? I was like, what the heck? Where does this all come from? And then he drove me back and forth, because he found out who I was, and like I had to drive back and forth several times. I was like, really? What's going on here?
So they're going to take you to Moss?
Yeah.
Yeah, because see, there's not a city charge anymore for a DUI.
Yeah, because he's going to take me for assumption. And then since I refused the test, I go, I didn't refuse the test. I asked for the legal, like what it is that you can do. And I said, yeah, I'll take it. And he goes, no, too late. I was like, dude, give me a blood test. I go, take it. And right away, I said, take a blood test. I'd rather have a blood test right away. And he's like, then he took me in a car to take me to the hospital. And he took me out to, like, the car to drive to the hospital and then turn around and then drove back after I left. And then brought me back and said, no, you can't do that. They're going to do this. I was like, what? It's like three different times he drove me all around the place, like, trying to, like, take me somewhere and do something. I was like, listen, I'm right here. And I told you what to do. Give me a blood test and I'm fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to, you need to take the breath test if it's not past the limit. But
once I said, just show me where it says in the law and I'll do it. And I go, otherwise I'll take the blood test. I said, either or, just show me where it says in the writing that I have to do this and then I'll do it. He goes, you have to do it. It's like, well, it's my understanding that you can do either. And I already know that if I deny it and I say no, then I'm going to lose my license. And then I said, I realize that. And I said, but just show it to me. He goes, I don't have to. And then he goes, you deny it. And I said, wait a minute, I didn't say that. And he goes, no, you do. And I was like, wow. I was like, that's not right. And then, but even before that, he already took me out of the chamber because I was in the little lockup containment area. And he took me out of there back to his car and started driving me to the hospital to go get a test. But then he drove out and then drove back and drove me back. And so I went back and forth.
Yeah.
So it's like they didn't even know what they were doing.
Yeah. I don't know who the officer is.
Ishmael.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know him, you know, I just know that.
So
you know,
I was like, yeah,
were,
take my drug. I mean, go ahead, take my blood, figure out what I got, and I'm fine. Trust me, I knew I was. And he's like, no, I want this. And I was like, no, you can do either or. You know, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do this until I know what the law states.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I know that it is a breath test, and you know, you have to.
When I told him, I said, fine, I'll take one. He goes, no, too late. And I was like, what the heck? I just said, give me the information of what the law states, and then I'll do what the law states. He goes, no.
Yeah.
You know, I go, that's not right. At least be able to state what the law states, not sit there and lie to somebody or say something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just like your Miranda rights, you have your right to do this. And so you at least be able to state what the law states, what you can or can't do, and if you don't do it. He couldn't, because he put me back in the car and drove me back outside, back and forth, to go to the hospital to go get a blood test. Because I said, I'll take a blood test immediately. Even when I said no, he goes, I'm going to arrest you. I said, all right. I said, give me a blood test.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, they just... you know, they should have read you the rights under,
Never read me my Miranda rights, never read me anything, nothing. It was weird.
Well, they should. Well, they don't, I don't think they have to read you Miranda, but they have to, there's a one for DUI. That they read you, then they ask you if you want to take the state's test, which is a breath test.
And I said, I'll take a blood test. That's what I said. And he goes, okay. And so then he drove me over there, but then it was like back and forth, like an argument, not even an argument, because like got here, and then put me back in the car. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Because
I don't
like,
know.
No, give me a blood test. I was like, fine, do it. Let's see what we got.
Yeah.
But now it's like, no, you're done. And he sent me off. But here's the thing is like, right when I got pulled over, I called Barry Hill. And he's like, just be really nice, officer. I was really nice. And then they knew that I was coming here before I even got here.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right. And so, I mean, I haven't been disruptive or, you know, anything. It's just been very different. Very.
So you called, you had Barry Hill's number?
Oh, yeah, I called him when I got pulled over. Like, while I was getting pulled over, I, like, go, I'm getting pulled over right now in Broken Arrow. This is really weird. And I go, and I was following a car. I wasn't, like, doing anything wrong. And so then I kept going, and I pulled over to, like, the best part that I could pull over. And they're like, you been drinking? And it's like, nope. And so, blah, blah, blah. Here I am.
Yeah. Did they give you a field sobriety test?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, your eyes are red. Your eyes are red. I go, my eyes are always red. And you already know that. You look at me every day.
Yeah, well.
You look at me every day, and you're an officer. So
I don't know. I mean, that...
Oh no! It's like I told, I got to go to David Elmos. I'll go get checked in there, and then hopefully I'll get out by 3 or 4. And then I got to get packed and then leave, and go catch my flight at 8:30.
Oh really?
Yeah, for Nashville.
Oh, you're going up there, leaving tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be there Sunday.
That's when, yeah, I took off early because I got friends that live there, and they, like, were going to, like, pick me up and hang out. I'm staying at their house.
So, oh, yeah.
But now, I don't know if I you know, here I am. I'm in jail right now.
So, yeah.
So you still at Broken Arrow?
You're still at Broken Arrow
right
now,
I'm just sitting here,
right?
Just hanging out, yeah. And they're, like, going to ship me off to David L. Moss. So I tried to get a hold of Regalado, but he didn't answer his phone. I called his cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you real quick. Call him. He knows who I am.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. Get a hold of him. Or who's the director of D.L. Moss? Because I just went on a tour with him. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
I really don't know who's in charge of David L. Moss. They have a... He's either a major or a...
Ross, I'm not drunk. I'm not anything. I'm, like, normal, and this is what's killing me right now. It's up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's... I mean, you know, I don't think there's anything that Regalado will be able to do because it's not...
That's going to come down to the DA and, like, the different DAs that I know. And whether they
do
something. And you know that, and I know that, and both all of us know that. And but here's the kicker, it's like, really? It's like, what the heck? What just happened here? It is wrong. I mean, they threw me up against a car when I didn't do anything. I was like, what are you doing? It wasn't cool at all.
So are you on their phone?
Oh, yeah, I am. I mean, this is recorded. I don't care. No, I don't. It's just the truth. I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know, you know, what happened because I wasn't there, but, I mean, you know, with, you know, You need to, you know, try to, you know, and I think it's probably past the time frame now, but the breath test is, you know.
I already asked for it, even right then. I just said, give me the legal, like, what's the law? And I said, I want the blood test. And they said, okay. And so they were taking me to the hospital, but then they turned around and then drove me back here and said, no, you can't have it. It's like, why? Just like when they drove me away from my car and then turned around about a mile away and drove me back to my car. And I was like, what's going on here? And then they drove me back and forth several times. And I was like, what is going on here? And because they found out who I was and then if they can arrest me because of our, you know, where we... During sessions,
yeah.
I can't be. And I was like, no. And I was like, no. I was fine. And I had no problem with that. And I never resisted anything. But now, all of a sudden, on the charges, says I did. And I was like, how is this possible? I was like, this is not right.
Well, there's many different ways to you know, that they, you know, determine a refusal to take the test. And
even when I was in the room, I was like, go ahead. Okay, after he says, no, you can't do it, I go, well, can you show that me? And I go, no. I go, that's a state test. I go, well, can you show me that in writing? And he goes, no. I go, I'm taking that as refusal. And I go, you're done. And that's all he said, you're done. I was like, wait a minute here. Just show it to me in writing to where it says it. Because I already said I'll take a, you know, a blood test immediately. You'll do it right now. And there's they have kids back there for it. And they're like, no, they're good. I was like, what the heck? I said, fine, go ahead, do it. And he goes, no,
well, they
too
have
late.
To.
And then I said, but then I said, go ahead, I'll take a breathalyzer. He goes, no, too late. I was like, what?
Yeah, they have to give you a blood test if it's a.
On your expense.
Well,
you
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is if you're involved in an accident or a serious accident or a death, then they have to give you. That's why they have the blood test back
yeah.
there, the kids for it.
It's weird. It's
yeah.
very weird. So we need to fix that.